101.3 CFM, the Central Coast's hit music station. 8:40 on the Byron and Christie show. The high is 19 today, mostly sunny, which is good news. Call us up anytime you like, 13, 12, 16. Use the hashtag BK Show.
You know when people have that saying when they go, oh, you are your own harshest critic? And I think that makes so much sense, especially when it comes to body image and how you feel about yourself and what you see and what you think of yourself and your own reflection that you see in the mirror. You're very harsh with yourself. And I was going to say, especially as a female, but I just think it's... I think everybody has struggles with the way that they look. Even sometimes people that you think they would have no issue in the world. They're so thin or they're so gorgeous or they're so this and that. I think everybody has their own demons.
Yeah.
Everybody has stuff that they deal with.
Yeah, fair call. Fair
right?
call.
And I saw this video circulating around. It was on one of my mates. She posted this video on Facebook yesterday. And, you know, so many videos on Facebook, sometimes I open heaps of tabs and then I'm like, oh, I'll get around to watching it later. And she said in this comment, she said, if there's only one video you watch today, make it this one. It's got a really important message. And right. you see that on lots of people's videos.
In
and
fact,
I thought,
everyone's saying that.
No,
please stop saying that.
I'm actually going to open up this video and
okay.
I'm actually going to watch it.
It's
a video of an Adelaide woman. Her name is Taryn Brumfitt. And she's made this video about women and their body image. She's trying to raise money to make this documentary. But anyway, take a little listen to this. She went around and asked random people on the streets of Australia, women, and said, describe your body in one word.
I asked 100 women to give me one word to describe their bodies.
Wobbly, imperfect, stumpy,
very average.
Short, I'd like to be thinner.
Not perfect. I need to lose weight.
It's very, I don't like this body like now.
Not nice to look at.
Maybe I'm a little bit fat.
It's like frumpy. It's kind of gross.
I hate it. I feel disgusting.
I feel disgusting. Disgusting.
The video goes on, and do you know how many women answered disgusting? I thought that was disgusting. When you watch that video, you go, whoa, you've got one word out of all the words, and so many women describe their own bodies as disgusting.
It's really sad.
Phew.
Yeah, it's really sad. I actually hope she gets the money to make this documentary. I reckon we should post a link on our Facebook page. We'll get Nick to do that from the CFM Facebook page because I think unless, of course, it was all edited and there were several girls that went, I think my body's perfect. But I would imagine the vast majority of the people she's asked have responded like that.
Yeah, but I think even when you are confident or comfortable with your body, yeah, I think sometimes you feel bad to say that. And if you've only got one word and someone's asking you point blank, what do you actually think? It's very hard to answer. And when I was watching that, I thought, oh, how would I describe my body? And my first thing was gross.
Really, Dom?
Yeah.
That's not right. Like, you shouldn't be thinking that for a start. Why do you think you would think that?
Don't know.
Oh, well, obviously, I don't want you to be upset on the air, and obviously, it's an issue for a lot of girls. You shouldn't be thinking that. Let me tell you that as a friend. You should not be thinking that. Maybe it's conditioning. Maybe it's what media wants girls to think that they want to look like. Maybe it's a pressure thing. Because,
yeah.
I mean, people would be surprised that you would think that, anyone who's met you. Yeah, it's just intense.
It gets you, doesn't it?
All right. Well, we'll take a break so you can have a bit of a break. And this might spark a conversation as well on 13, 12, 16. If you could use a word to describe your appearance, what would that word be? Might not be fun, but we might uncover some things here. If you're happy to keep going, that is,
Oh, Joel. Yeah. It's important, I think.
13, 12, 16, if you can relate to Christy, if you have thoughts on the topic, we'll post it on the CFM Facebook page. We'll actually take one live now. Hello, CFM. Who's that?
Hi, my name's Jacoby. How are you?
Hey, Jacoby. Did you just hear that video, the audio that we just played?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
I did, and it's actually quite sad.
Isn't it? I got actually a bit emotional when I was watching at my desk yesterday when it popped up on Facebook. You've got one word to describe your body. Lots of these women were saying disgusting. I mean, were you thinking in your head, oh, how would I describe my body? What's my one word?
I was, but in all honesty, I'd have to say two. It's imperfect, but it's beautiful because it's unique. every single woman has a completely different body, whether you're twins, whether you're triplets. None of us are the same, and each of us put each other down. Girls need to think about what they say to each other and bring each other up, not put each other down.
Really well put, and I actually love that answer, because otherwise it's this pursuit of a perfection that is so off the mark, that is so hard to attain. If you say it's imperfect but it's beautiful, that has to be the right headspace. That has to be the right answer.
So the answer
don't
should
get
be...
Don't get me wrong. I'm you know, my worst critic as well. Like, I'll put something on and I'm like, oh my God, this looks terrible. I'm so fat. But at the end of the day, you know that, you know, I'm not overweight. I'm probably a size 11 and I'm happy with I am, but everyone has an image of how they would like to look, but you've got to be happy with what you've got.
Yeah, beautifully said. We'll take some more after the break. No surprises, we've got a jam switchboard here on a 13, 12, 16. Byron and Christy Show, 101.3 CFM.
101.3 CFM.
8.49, a video we've just posted on Facebook. Women were asked on the streets of Adelaide, of all places, if you could use one word to describe your body, what would it be? And, Christy, you couldn't believe the responses that you heard.
Yeah, you've got one word out of all of the words to choose, and these were some of the words that chicks came up with.
I asked 100 women to give me one word to describe their bodies.
Wobbly. Imperfect. Stumpy.
Very average.
Short. I'd like to be thinner.
Not perfect.
And it goes on, and Christy even opened up about it herself before the ad break and admitted that you have those thoughts as well.
Yeah, and I think the worst part is I know I shouldn't, and lots of women know they shouldn't, and I know in every other sense of the word you need to be strong, and you need to champion other chicks, and you need to be happy within your own skin, and I think it's knowing that, but still there's a bit of a journey to you yourself being completely honest with yourself and being really okay with it.
Well, the Facebook video is up at the CFM Facebook page. We've tweeted it as well at CFM. Kathy has given us a call. We've taken lots of calls on this on and off air. Kathy, what's your point you'd like to make?
I think as women, we should be celebrating our bodies. They're pretty amazing of what we can do. Today, of all days, my firstborn is 21.
Wow.
And I'm thinking back, you know, it was just amazing giving birth to him and... you know, what we can do and what we can achieve. You know, we can give life.
Yeah, that's. I mean, these are the points that need to be celebrated. There's this constant measurement versus some level of perfection that is unattainable, because it's the person sometimes, Chrissy, that you're aiming to look like. If we had the conversation with that person, she'd say, "I'm not perfect," and she'd be looking at someone else, and it never ends. We'll take another one. If you call for
Going. Yeah.
13, 12, 16. Hello. Yeah, hello, mate. So this is going to be a male perspective on it. What's your name, mate? Where are you from?
My name's Carl, mate. I'm from Saturday. But tell you what, I know my wife goes through this, and I know most women go through this. But ask the same question to guys, too. Not much.
Good point, Carl. The line's a bit scratchy, but what Carl's driving at is there are guys who have a body image issue as well. Carl, is that something that you would think about yourself, or you've got friends who think in that way, male friends?
No, I'd say just from hearing my wife, my stepdaughter, my wife's friends, it's what the media has conditioned females to be. But then again, media can persuade us to do lots of things, and maybe we should turn it around. That video coming out, that's a good thing.
I think that video is going to do a lot of positive things. And I know the person that made that video is looking to raise money to make a documentary. And from the support on the phones, it sounds like that's a documentary that needs to be made. Nick, it's going pretty crazy on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, lots of people talking about it and really going for the positive body angle. And what Carl was saying just then, I think it's really important that it does go both ways. But I think the way that women's bodies are sexualized and the way that women's bodies are a lot more in the spotlight than men's are, I think this is more of a pressing issue for women at the moment. But there is ideals on both sides of the equation for sure.
I think as females, you just torture yourself. You actually do. There's so many Instagram pages of like Insta-famous chicks that are just constantly posting amazing six-pack ab pics.
And it's in your face.
And I honestly, I know it's stupid.
Unfollowed on.
I know, but I scroll through and you do the comparison thing.
I need to cheer you up. So do you want to laugh at me eating baked beans again? They're not even Heinz. Yeah. They're those ones from Aldi. Anyway, that'll bring
And
us-
they're not even warm.
Bring a smile to your face. 8:53. CFM, thanks for your calls.